Things are getting seriouser and seriouser. No, Miriam, my 3-year-old niece who tunes in daily to these masses, that is not a word exactly. No, too, I'm also not referring to our week-old Louisiana test results coming in each day at high noon, backlogged and building. It's enough to hear our readings today to know things seriouser. We're on the edge of Holy Week. Jeremiah and Jesus today seem to be at the edge of their lives, looking down on the ravine below, the mob closing in to give them a good shove. Terror on every side. We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. Okay, so you're still gonna stone me just for another reason. I think we all can feel better about that. Seriouser and seriouser stuff. Jesus redirects the conversation in our gospel back to his works. But I think we should even take a step farther back from there. Why would Jeremiah, and even more so Jesus, be doing good works to begin with? This isn't the first flare-up with the people. These reactions are growing in intensity, but the basic sentiment has been there for some time. How fulfill God's mission when it's hard, when you're hated even? Not everyone is going to like you, we tell ourselves, but I've also never told myself not everyone is going to be a stone-throwing psychopath either. Seriouser stuff. Why do good works for difficult people? As Jesus would tell us to, look at the works themselves. A priest friend of mine was telling me about a parishioner recently who is nearing death. A parishioner who I alternately could describe as nasty, bitter, and I suspect a wee bit racist. She liked me in my time at the parish, but I wasn't making decisions back in those days. Well, one day before Sunday Mass, this priest felt compelled to stick his finger in the socket again and go talk to this woman who so loved to talk about him. He spoke to her, prayed with her, and on a strange impulse, he even placed his hand on her cheek. It was her last Sunday Mass. It was the week we read about loving our enemies, much to his surprise. The works are worth it themselves for the one doing them. Believe that priest who tears up on reflecting on those connections, or Jeremiah, who lets the Lord defend his cause when no one else will, or our dear Jesus, who saves the world all alone, all this week. Things are getting seriouser. May our works show that as well.